is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. The Cards hosting the Hudson Raiders in a BRC clash here tonight. Greg Stewart and Connie Feeney with you. Our audio producer tonight is Gavin Bobey. Video is Sam Aberle. And we're glad to have you along for some Thursday night hockey. Connie, we've cleaned out Winter Storm Clara. We dug out of that. Now we're ready for some hockey tonight.
Yes, after Tuesday's cancellations across the board, it's nice to see some hockey back in town.
Yeah, the Cards were supposed to go up to Hayward on Tuesday night. They only would have only had one day's rest, so maybe this works in their favor tonight against a powerful Hudson team.
Absolutely, because, you know, anytime you're going to play Hayward, you know you're going to get a physical game.
Yep.
And so this is probably a nice happening, I guess, for the Cards, because Hudson, just watching them warm up, they're a big, tall, physical presence for sure.
Yeah, Hudson had a nice week last week. They beat Eau Claire North 8-1.
Yes.
Knocked off Menominee 9-1, so they outscored their two BRC opponents 17-2 last week. And the Hudson Raiders are 3-1 overall, 2-0 in the BRC, and the Cards come in 2-2 in their overall play and 1-1 in the BRC.
Yeah, so a huge game for the Cards to either go over or under that winning percentage. You know, the Cards definitely want to get that win tonight. I mean, that'd be a huge win if they could pull it off against Hudson. And, you know, it'll be really nice for us to see Hudson because they've, you know, against North, they're a really great goaltender. You know, they got a lot of goals on. So it's like, was it an off night or are they just that good? It'll be nice to finally get that
answer.
Yeah,
we'll find out tonight.
We'll find out, yes.
Chi-High last year split with Hudson. We lost to him 8-1 there, came home and beat him 2-1, even though we were outshot 41-16. Dane Krista and Sam Hebert last year with a couple of goals, and we pulled off a shocker against Hudson last year.
Yeah, and I bet Hudson remembers that from last year, and they know coming into this rink, you had to play your A game because you never know what the Cards are going to bring. They're not going to quit.
Yeah, they've got the pedigree.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 state titles, 14 tournament appearances, 5 BRC titles. They're just always going to be right there near the top in the conference.
I mean, at youth hockey levels, they're winning state almost every year.
Yeah.
At all the levels, ABC, you know, they just have a really great program over there. They get a lot of ice time. It's just well run and the, you know, the product, which is good hockey players.
Yeah, for sure. And they kind of, you know, they had a All-State, first-team All-Stater in Henry Steele last year. He is gone. They have some other guys who are all BRC last year. They're gone, but they kind of shuffle it down. They've got, this is one program that can play juniors and seniors on their third and fourth lines.
Right. And, you know, every year there's another group coming up. As long as they don't lose them to other teams, you know, across the board to Minnesota, they're going to have the next group of kids coming up and playing hard.
All right, so it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How can we pull off the upset here tonight?
We just got to play strong defense from the start. You know, no stupid mistakes, just solid defensive hockey, protecting your goalie, keeping the shots on the outside. Really a perfect game like they played against Stevens Point last spring. If they do that, they're going to have a shot, but it's a tall ask for a young team. You know, I mean, they're only, what, 5 games in or 4 games in, so... Yeah, it's a lot to ask the younger players.
Well, they played Eau Claire Memorial tough, and Memorial and Hudson are supposed to be the cream of the crop this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be great to see what Chai can do. You know, like you said, having that Tuesday off might be a blessing.
Okay, our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll continue with our Cardinal Countdown show. We'll send Connie downstairs to talk with head coach Matt Luckowitz live in just a few moments. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Chi High Hockey tonight, Cardinal Countdown, the Cards and the Hudson Raiders here on home ice. Chi High 2-2, and the Raiders are 3-1 on the season. Coaches here, second-year coach Matt Luckowitz. We were going to go downstairs and talk with him. We're having some issues with our wireless mic right now, so I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get that done downstairs or not, but we'll... Try to get him up here, if not, here in the booth. But Matt Luckowitz in his second season after 37 years of Scott Parker coached hockey here in Chippewa. And for the Hudson Raiders, it's former Raider player, 2014 grad of Hudson, Charlie Singerhouse. He is the fourth former Raiders coach, a former Raiders player who became head coach, spent some time in the North American League, and then played college hockey at UW River Falls and came back to coach his alma mater back in 22. So this is his fourth year as head coach of the Hudson Raiders. Raiders at one of the power programs in the state, and BRC expected to challenge this year in conference for sure. So we'll take another break. This is Cardinal Countdown. Chi High and Hudson coming up here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Speary Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Speary Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Speary Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Cardinal countdown ahead of tonight's PRC clash, Chi High and Hudson. And we're not going downstairs. We're going to be in the booth tonight, yeah. Connie, with head coach Matt Luckowitz. Take it away.
Yeah, we're pivoting, really, you know, on the,
you
on the fly.
You have to be able to do that, you
yes.
know, to
yeah,
do
so
something different. Yeah, yeah. Here's Matt up yeah. here stairs.
So, you know, we were just talking about during the commercial break how physical a game it was for Hudson versus North just last week.
Yep.
How are you prepared that? How are you preparing your team for that?
Well, they know it. You know, we've watched the film. We watched the game. That's one that we definitely wanted to see, you know. There's a few things that you can do. You got to keep your head up, first of all. You just got to know that it's coming. You got to know that they're physical, they're aggressive, and they're going to try to suffocate you on defense. So you got to be aware of it. And, you know, we talked about the reverse hit. That's something that you have in your wheelhouse as well. Mm-hmm. So a guy comes in, he thinks he's going to lay you out, and you just give him a little reverse hit, and they realize, oh, you're here to play too. So we talked about that.
Excellent. And, you know, last game that we had against River Falls, you had some players step up as goal scorers. How have you been feeling about them doing in practice, and what are you looking at for tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, we looked at that first line to get the job done, and, you know, you see one guy get a couple points one night, a couple goals, and then the next night the other guy gets one, and then the next night the other guy gets one. So that's what their job is. That's what they're supposed to do. So we're happy about that. They're doing it. Practice still got a pep in the step, but now you kind of run into a buzzsaw tonight in Hudson, one of the better teams in the state, and this is the big test. These are the teams that you want to play against, compete against, in your conference, in your section, because these are the teams you're going to have to beat going down the stretch if you want to be ready to go in February. These are the games that get you there.
Absolutely. We talked about last year how you were able to steal a game from Hudson here at home, you know, and hopefully we're able to do that tonight. And it might have been a blessing that Hayward was canceled, given that they're usually a physical game, and it gave you another extra day of practice.
Yeah, that's true. And Hayward is a very physical team, too. So we were prepared for a very physical week. We started off with a practice on Monday. We got Coach Parker back there working on some hitting drills, which really helped the boys out, too. So we were getting ready for Hayward that way, and we were getting ready for Hudson that way. And we'll see what they bring tonight.
Awesome. Well, I see the clock is winding down. So good luck, Coach, and I hope you guys come out on top.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
Matt Luckowitz. Appreciate it very much. Head coach of the Cards in his second season, and they're 2-2, 1-1 in conference play. Now we'll have starting lineups. Puck drop just a few minutes away here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's the Cards and Hudson. Stay with us as Cardinal Countdown ahead of tonight's Big Rivers Conference game here tonight. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Up top, Riley Christensen pulls the trigger on a three. Splashed it! Gerber for three, left wing. Looks good, it's good, Jasmine!
Chi High with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in! Fires a shot! Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson coast to coast!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Hey, help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Cards and Hudson tonight. Here's a goalie matchup for the Hudson Raiders. They've been rotating goaltenders. Tonight is the senior Sam Kramer. He is 2-0, a goals against average of 150, and a save percentage of 919. And for the Cards, it's 6-2 sophomore Drew Provold. Drew comes in here with goals against at 350, save percentage of 909, and a 2-2 record, and he faces a lot of shots every night, doesn't he?
He sure does. You know, you look at that goals against average with a save percentage in the 90s, you know he's seen a lot of shots.
154 shots on goal so far in four games.
That's a lot. It is probably a blessing that Hayward was canceled.
Yeah,
gave him
so.
A little bit of a break. You
exactly.
Know?
Yes. So that's our goalie matchup here tonight, and Chihai is going to rely a lot on Drew throughout the season.
They have already. He's come up huge for them, and they're going to have to keep relying on him, especially tonight. He's going to have to come out really focused. I think, you know, there was speculation that maybe he wasn't as focused against River Falls, but I think there was also some screening the goalie from that by the D. And that, I think, corrected itself from second period to third period at River Falls. And hopefully they remember that lesson. Let Drew see the puck. He's
exactly.
Going to stop it.
Yep. Hudson Raiders in the navy blue jerseys with a white trim and white breezers. Cards in their home white sweaters with the black breezers. And the red trim tonight, our officiating crew. Referees are Ryan Darrow and Ryan Birdall, and Connor Rowan is our linesman tonight. And we're just about ready for some high school hockey here tonight. Folks come into the building and fill in the stands and ring the boards around here from north to south. Should be a fun night of hockey.
Yeah, good student section filling in right now. That's always great. I think it energizes the kids a lot.
All right, so we've got our youth player of the night coming up here, and we're going to go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, for tonight's starting lineups.
First, introducing the starting lineup for the Hudson Raiders, in goal, number 30, Sam Kramer. The defenseman, number 6, Logan DeStasio. And number 24, Spencer Bullis. The wings, number 5, Buchanan Franta. And number 15, Will Maurer. And the rest of the Raiders, along with their head coach, Charlie Singerhouse, and assistant coaches Aaron Reichart and Andy Singerhouse. And now introducing the starting line for the Chihai Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Drew Brovall. The defenseman, number 3, Austin Fredette. And number 5, Andrew Hebert. The center, number 9, Dane Krista. And the wings, number 16, Matthew Frenette. And number 21, Easton Skelton. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, and assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Nibla.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups for tonight's hockey game. We'll drop the puck in just a moment. This is WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Elena.
And Connor.
From the retail management class at Chi High, inviting you to support student entrepreneurs at the Birdcage Holiday Market.
Join us at Chippewa Falls High School starting Monday, December 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. with additional shopping days on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday also from 4 to 8.
Discover unique Cardinal gear and enjoy special in-store deals each day.
Proceeds go directly to Chi-Hi student programs, so bring your Christmas gift list and come to the Birdcage Holiday Market this week only.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Chi High and Hudson, the Raiders tied with Eau Claire Memorial for tops in the conference right now. And the Cards log jam with three teams at 1-1. And we are underway. For the Cards, it's Krista, Fournette, and Skelton up front. Defensively, Hebert and Austin. Hudson loading up a big line. Frada, Spreitler, and Maurer, who was All-State honorable mention last year. On that first line, Bullis and D'Estacio defensively. And this one comes back on the right wing side for D'Estacio. Takes a one-timer on net. Fought off there by Broebold. Came right on his CF on the chest. And this one ripped over the wall and out of play here just a half a minute into the game.
Yeah, luckily the D were there and Hudson wasn't able to connect with that rebound that got left. I think Drew was a little like flustered with that one. Like, why is that there?
Well, the Johnson and Johnson line out there. Sam and Carter. Two of the forwards on this line, on the line change, along with Zach Black, who's got some wheels, and Zach will bring it up on the near wall into the Hudson zone. Got about 6 feet in and then was poke-checked, and Hudson counters right now as Henry Coleman on their second line brings it across the blue stripe but loses the handle on the rock, and Chi High counters, dumps it inside the zone. This one rolls around and back of Cramber, the senior goaltender. Will wing it off to his right for his defenseman. And a stoppage of play right here. 16:01 left to go as the puck is out of play.
Yeah, we just can't see that corner down there. You know, it's the right-hand side for us on that north side.
A little tough.
Like, yeah, it's like, I don't know what happened. There's a whistle.
We'll make it up as we go.
Yeah.
All right, Cards, third line out there right now with Jackson Williams. The center, this one, pushes that one into the corner. Now it pops up on the half wall. Hudson's got it. They try to move it up on the fence on this near wing, and they brought it up. But right there to stand him up was Andrew Hebert. Drops this one deep in the zone. Hudson on the breakout right now. And here is Wyatt Turnquist, number 12, weaves his way into the right wing corner. Tries to drop a backhander in front of the cage. That one got away. Sails high in the zone, but they work it up top. Here's a one-timer by Preston Smith. He's got a brother playing here, Taylor Smith. And Preston set that one in, but didn't make it all the way to the goaltender. Now they go D to D. Here's Zach Newton with a shot. A wrister picked up by Smith, and he'll glide back and leave it for Newton. Now a backhand try on net, and that one is angled into the corner by Provold and swept up by the Cards defensively, but this is going to be an icing call against Chi High. Almost 2 minutes burned up here in the first period.
Yeah, Brovold's had to be on his top of his game already. He's had a few shots on net. They've all been low, and he's had to have some quick movement laterally.
Shots are 3-0 in favor of Hudson so far. Face off in the Cards' defensive zone, waiting for a Hudson player to come out. And finally, Carter Spreider on
his
first line.
They should change the center, but I think they're going to give Hudson.
Cards with a home game here tonight get the last change.
Yeah, that's odd.
And they need to be able to use that if they can to kind of do some line mismatching here. Puck sails out of the zone. Now it's going to be picked up by Matt Frenette. Netter comes in, lays one off to the left. That one intended for Easton Skelton. He got tied up, and Hudson will scream their way up the zone. They got to the blue line and nailed right there. The Cards have it. Here's a shot on net by Krista. That one nearly hit the left post, but the goaltender Kramer got over there, fought it off, and it sails into the right wing corner. Now it comes up on the near wing. Here's a Chi High intercept and a shot by Easton Skelton. Hard wrister went into the tender, and he swallowed that one up. It's going to hang on to it here. 14:31 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, first line's buzzing for the Cards, so that was great shift. Got a couple shots on net, some scoring opportunities, and hopefully the second line can keep the momentum going.
Here is Mr. Black right now, Zach Black.
Just
reaching over.
Speedy player.
Yeah, he's got some wheels. This one pops over his head, and Will Maurer is on his way up the
cross
ice. Maurer slides across the blue line, now drops it. That one intercepted by the Cards on the wall and picked off the yellow stripe. The Cards have a 2-on-1 opportunity. Here comes Netter, tries to rise one over the shoulder of Kramer. And it got a piece of his shoulder and sailed over the glass and out of play.
Yeah, Zach Black took it from our zone in and took a nice look at the goaltender. He's not real tall in size. I would say he looks like he's 5'5". And yeah, has a nice open part of his net there. He gets down real low. And
so we'll see how much Chi High is going to attack that upper part of the net here.
Absolutely.
This one comes back to Hebert. Andrews sails one into the right wing corner. Here's Hudson on the break, and they'll work it west to east here. They try to hit Will Maurer flying up the ice, and this one kicked around at center ice. Going to be swept forward by the Raiders, and they're into the zone now. Here they come. One-timer on net by Franta and inhaled by Drew. 13:48 left to go, and I would imagine, Connie, that Drew's going to probably sit on some of those that come in and just give his team some chances to rest here.
Absolutely. It's a smart move as a goaltender. You know you have a little bit of lopsided team set up here. Get the whistles, let your team get more breaks.
Face off to Drew's blocker side in the Chi High D zone. And here come the Cards right now up the ice, trying to work the wall out on the far wing, and it's going to be taken by Kristen. He'll angle it off the fence, and this one comes to Easton Skelton. Skelton moves into the right wing corner, and it plucked off his stick, and Hudson's got it right now. They work the defense. Yeah, no forecheck right now at all. Chi High, though, on the back check, nearly had a chance as they had Frenette in there. Now it's picked by Skelton, and Easton works it off to his left. Now Netter's got it. Matt across the line, looks to pass, tried to hit Skelton heading to the hole. Now it's taken by Dane Krista, tries to go forehand. That was blocked, and Hudson will bounce this one all the way down the ice, and I think this is going to draw an icing. Yes, it will. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi High hockey. And the Cards get a new fresh line out there right now.
Yeah, they got third line out there right now, and a little bit of a line change. They got Colin Buchanan on the right wing.
Jackson Williams will try to win this draw inside Hudson D zone here, and it's wrapped around the board. It's going to come from left to right and all the way out in the Raiders' control. Here is Lassie. Koa Lassie moved toward the net. Had it come off his stick, and a one-timer from the near-point blue line by Bullis hit a skate out in front. And it pops back into the left-wing corner and rolls around from left to right. Forecheck there by Lassie. Drops this one in by the goaltender! It's over the shoulder of Drew Broebold. They had a Hudson player right out, unguarded. And he beat Broebold over his left shoulder, and it's 1-0 Hudson.
I mean, there's really not much a goaltender can do with that. When you get a player out there that has that much time and space that close to the net, you know, he had enough time to just pick that spot. 8-21-12.
So Lounsbury with the goal at 4:35 of the first.
And Austin Fournette, he took a puck to the ankle, so he was kind of hobbling out there. So that's when those mistakes can happen when you're in excruciating pain. You can't even skate.
And here's Hudson right back at it.
Another
and a one-timer
save.
Bottom of the circle. Right wing circle by Franta. And that one hauled in by Drew Broebold.
Yeah, Drew's got a blocker, got a piece of that. Excellent shot.
He has got ahead of his head on a swivel, doesn't he, all the time?
Yes.
Shots are 6-3 in favor of the Raiders. Cards trying to manufacture something right here. Here they come. Zach Black moves in and tucks underneath the defenseman, launches a wrist shot right into the goaltender, Cramber. He had moved over to that left post and didn't want to leave it. And so a faceoff coming up in the Hudson zone. And Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics. This is Will Maurer. Maurer had a wing, Franta off to his right. Franta beat Broebold to make it 2-0. Again, an unguarded player. Franta moved in. They had a 2-on-1, and Hudson now is rolling a 2-goal lead within the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, you know, our freshman, D, got not used to that speed, I think, coming at him and got a little burnt, but there was no one covering the far player coming in the zone, rushing to the far side post. And
5:06, time of that goal. Franta
with a
from Maurer
and 22.
And 22. So that is Spreider. So everybody on that line gets a point.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, exactly. So that goal within about a half a minute of the past goal, the previous goal, and here comes Hudson again. Dropped in behind Broebold from Shad, Marcus Shad, and this one comes back to the point for Zach Newton. Newton with a shot. Broken up out in front, but Newton slides over him. Got a penalty coming up on Chai High.
Yeah.
As Newton glided along the blue line to hold the zone, and this is a delayed call. Goaltender off for Hudson as they try to reorganize, but finally touched up by Chai High. So Carr is already down by 2 goals. They're going to be down a man on the ice here.
Yeah, Dane Crisler just got a, you know, I think he's trying to poke the puck and ended up poking the guy's skate, and he took a tumble, and it's just an unfortunate call.
Hudson on the power play this year at 71.4%. That's a pretty good percentage. Cards on the kill at 83.3%.
Well, they called him for a slash, so Dane's in the box now for 2 minutes, and got Zach Black and Sam Johnson out there, two fast players.
Black will take the draw here in the Chi-High zone, and this one is lobbed into the right-wing corner and wrapped around the boards, and they set up the umbrella in the Chi-High zone. Here is Eric Palm. Palm moved it off to his left. Cards intercept and dump it all the way down. Austin Fournette got it on his glove and put it on his stick and sent it all the way north in the building. Here's Hudson again. They'll start out from behind their own tender. And it is Eric Palm skating it up. Now they go cross ice for Swanson. Brady Swanson drops it back, and they set up their power play on the right wing side. Spreider, the forward, plays it on the right point. Spreider's got it right now. Drops it low. Spreider heading to the hole, looking for a pass, and it's going to come back up on top for Eric Palm. Palm goes cross ice. They move that puck very effectively. Palm's got it right now. Off to his left. Gets a pass back. Playing catch right now with Maurer. Maurer's got it. Looked like he was going to drive to the hole, and he does. It takes a shot. That went off Broebold and up and out of play. With 57 seconds left to go in the Hudson power play.
Yeah, they move the puck really well. Their passes are tape to tape. They're trying to, you know, they have a lot of patience trying to get a gap and an opportunity to get the puck there and get a nice shot. High scoring shot, not just a shot.
Coleman will take the draw for Hudson and push it into the left wing corner. Under a minute to go on the power play. New set of players out there for Hudson on this second unit. DeStasio up top, and Hudson's got it. Here's a one-timer. Robo looked behind him. I don't think he thought he had the puck, or he wasn't sure, but it was caught up in his pads. And
I don't think he was expecting a shot. The way they just pass.
Yep,
pass.
Yep.
Oh, there's a shot.
Yeah, who's going to take the shot here, right?
Yeah.
42 seconds left to go now, and the man advantage for the Raiders. Face off still in the Chi-High zone. Cards need a dump, but they got one out of this power play so far. They go D to D. Here's Bullis. His shot is blocked out in front, but they regather. And Hudson's got it now. Left wing circle. Now they drop it in behind Brovold. He moves from left to right. Hudson very patient on the power play. They work at bottom of the circle on the near side for Lassie. And they go up top. Here's Eric Palm. Palm wanted to go break wide for Bullis and lost it for a moment. Still held the zone. Here's a shot by Lassie as he jumped in on the goaltender, but that was blocked down and a block out in front. Nice job that time by Easton Skelton going down to block the shot or the pass. And we're back to 5-on-5 Hudson hockey, but Hudson still has got it in the zone. Scooped up now by Fournette. Lost the puck, and Hudson picks it up just inside the blue line. 9:05 left to go. Now it squirts loose, and here comes Chi-High. 2-on-1 opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored! Matt Fournette looked like he was going to pass it off to his left. Instead, he pulled the trigger and beat the goaltender, Kramer, and we're tied. I should say Chi-High has cut the lead in half, 2-1.
Yeah, it was right off the goaltender's blocker. I think the goaltender tried to just shove it into the corner, but ended up shoving it right in his net. That is a frustrating play for a goalie, but excellent hard shot. I thought he was going to pass it as well, and I think the goalie was probably, off a little bit because of that.
8:01, time of the goal here in the first. And Matt Fournette, the leading scorer on the team, picks up his 7th point, his 4th goal of the season. And Chi-High is on the board here tonight. Things were looking kind of bleak as Hudson was all over.
Yeah, the momentum
our
was
zone, and a 2-0 lead within the first 5 minutes plus here of the game. But Chi-High, much needed goal here. It gets a little momentum back. Here is Mooney for Hudson back in the Chi-High zone. Raiders set it up. They go back to the point. Now they go cross ice for Newton. Zach Newton tried to send a Wister in, and that one blocked out in front. Here's Chi-High with the INT. Banked off the wall by Zach Black and into the Hudson zone. This one sails right on net. Goaltender tried to play it off, and the Cards nearly got the loose change inside the zone. Carter Johnson overskates the puck, and Hudson is back up the ice. Now they'll work it just across the blue line. Ethan Lounsbury made it in the zone. Now it drops in close to the goal and picked up by Chi-High, and the Cards reverse it up the ice here with 7:54 left to go in the first period. Cards trailing 2-1. Shots 10-6 in favor of the Raiders. Puck just below our booth now, near wing wall, and here is Matt Fournette, who just scored. Netter is going to whirl around and try to go into the zone here, and Hudson will bring it out through center ice. And this is Caden Spreider. Spreider jerks off to his right, and this one drops in behind the goaltender. A scramble for it there. A scrum starting to develop. Now it comes into the left wing circle. Easton Skelton is right there to grab the rock. Now it comes back to the Hudson zone, just inside, as the Raiders set up their breakout. Passed off the wall by the Raiders to Will Maurer. Tried a backhand, a centering pass. This one nearly got out of the zone, but a keep here on the near point. And it's loose inside the Chi-High zone. Comes back to the point. One-timer on net by Bullis. And that one sticked away by Drew Brovold. Chi-High finally exits their own zone. Brought up the ice by Dane Krista. Got a few feet in, then lost it. It's loose right wing corner. 6:37 left to go here in the period. Hudson now crosses their own blue line and into the Chi-High, into the ice. And here's Frada, who scored here tonight. Frada drops it back for Logan DeStasio. Angled that one into the left wing corner boards, and Chi High's got it right now. Cards. Zach Black lost it for a moment, had to retreat and pick it up. Hudson now with a chance to set something up. Here's a shot or a pass that goes into the left wing corner. We take it down to 6:05 left to go here, and marching in is the Raiders, and that one, that was Maurer who came in and dropped one right on Provold, and here is Henry Coleman. Coleman's got it, drops this one upside, and the Cards with the pickoff, and we've got a penalty coming up on Chi High right here, and I think Carter Johnson is going to sit for two, and Hudson will have their second power play of the night.
Yeah, you get those penalties and you start getting frustrated. You know, they can't get it out of the zone. And, you know, just got to stay more disciplined than that because it's a team you cannot go down on.
No, you can't give these guys power plays there. Like I said, their power play coming in here is at 71.4%. I know it's an early sample size here with only four games played, but that's pretty good.
Very good.
Here is Hudson. They do like to pass it east to west here, and they've got it right now. Hudson up on top is Eric Palm. Here is Maurer. Maurer goes cross ice. A pass right at the bottom of the circle. Intercepted by the Cards' Matt Fournette. And he puts a stick into one of the Hudson players. Just to remind him he's out there. 1:35 left to go. Here in the power play for Hudson, 5:16 on the game clock. Raiders making a cross, almost an offsides there. And the puck dribbles loose in the right wing corner. Now it floats around behind Provold, and the Raiders set it up. Eric Palm regathers as it got away from him for a second. Top of the circle, here's a one-timer from Spreider. That one hits some traffic out in front, and Hudson still has the zone. 1:07 left to go. They drop it for Spreider. Maurer on the near point. Palm up on top, and he's got it. Here's Eric Palm, the junior, playing catch down low with Franta over to Maurer. Maurer nicked a little bit by the Cards' Easton Skelton, but Maurer's got it right now. Moves it, fires a shot. It goes high off Provold, and a whistle stops playing. Looks like Drew is hurting off that one.
Yeah, he took a hard shot there. You know, those chest protectors don't cover it. There's some little nooks and crannies that puck can get yeah, through on.
And it can find it, right?
It
and
can.
And you can see he's a hurting player right now.
Yeah.
Drew Provold trying to hang in there, trying to be tough. Yeah. But, boy, that
they don't
one,
get to go sit on the bench. No,
that's going to leave a mark for
yes.
sure. Hudson's got it right now off the draw. This is a power play, half a minute left to go in it. And they work it down low below the goal line, passing very crisply. Hudson's got it. Now on the near wall, up top is Bullis. Bullis cross ice for Logan D'Estacio, and he'll unload a shot. And that one's swallowed up by Drew with 4:01 left to go, and he'll take his time, hand it off to the referee here. 17 seconds to go on the power play. Shots 13-6 in favor of the Raiders. They lead it on the scoreboard 2-1, and Hudson's got it right now. On this power play, they go on the near side for Bullis. He'll wheel and deal off to his left. Pulls the trigger on a shot, and just 7 seconds left to go on the man advantage. Shots 14-6, but Hudson, remember, has got two power plays here tonight, so that adds to the shot total, too.
Yeah, sure does. Absolutely.
3:51 on the game clock left here in the first period. WOGO hockey, Cards hockey here tonight. And a shot launched, grabbed out of the air by Provold from the D'Estacio shot. We're down to a single tick of the clock left in the man advantage for Hudson. Now they'll set up for the 5-on-5 here. Brady Swanson out there for head coach Charlie Singerhouse in his fourth year. 3:46 remaining in the first here. Cards trailing by a goal, and it's pulled back for Austin Fournette. Netter is harassed as he came to the near corner, and Chi High able to find the rock, and they move it up the ice. And here is Easton Skelton, toe drag right there, and got some puck support by Dane Krista, but then he got spun around. And Hudson counters with Henry Kuhlman, races across the blue line, unloads a shot, and this one goes into Broholm, and it was behind him. He got some defensive help ahead of time by Easton Skelton, I think, pulled it out from right along the goal line, and Broholm, Connie, didn't know where that puck was,
but we
could see it when he stood up.
Yeah.
And it was just maybe an inch or two away from going across. Here is Hudson inside the zone. Now the low slot backhand try by Swanson. Hit a stick and up and out of play here with 2:53. The barrage continues. Shots 15-6 in favor of the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, I think it hit his leg pad there on the ice, and then it just kind of snuck around, and thankfully his D saw it and helped out there.
Swept it aside. 2-1 our score. 2:53 left to go, first period. Shots 15-6. Hudson on top in that department, but Chai High's got it right now. Working the breakout left to right. This one bounces off the fence, far side. Hudson now one-on-one now with Cole Lassie. Lassie drops it back. Drop pass there intended for Turnquist. Can't find it. And it's up to center ice, and the Raiders have it. They'll wheel it back for Zach Newton. And an offsides call right here with 2:29 left to go in this first period. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. They'll drop at the dot outside the Chi High D zone, and this one floats into the Cards, deep in the Cards zone, but Chi High there to pick it up, and the Cards carry it out, and that's Austin Fournette's going to just take it through center ice and gets back to his deep spot right now. It's loose in behind the goaltender Cramber. D come in, sweep it up, and up and out, and rotating back for the Cards is Andrew Hebert, who throws it in from the center circle. Now the Raiders have it across the blue line, and that one is picked off as well by Fournette. Netter's out there just in the face of the Hudson players, and it kicks around from north to south here. And finally, Matt's going to roll back and pick it up. He drifts a little bit deeper, looking for an opening to pass it. Works the wall on the near side. It's back to the Raiders' D just inside their own zone. And there is Turnquist. He'll turn it up the ice, and this one in behind Broholm, and whistle stops play here with a minute 28. We're going to have a high stick played with a high stick
against the Cards. That is a third penalty.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a high stick penalty.
Yeah, I think against the Cards.
So if it is, third power play of the night for Hudson.
Against Dane Krista.
Oh, man.
That's a second penalty this period already, and it's a first period. Yeah, not the way you want to end a period. Minute 28 to go, giving Hudson a third opportunity. I mean, give your goalie a rest.
Exactly. That's like bleeding next to a shark, isn't it? Giving these guys power play.
Yeah.
1:23 left to go in the period. Hudson power play will carry over if they don't score here in the first, and they set up their power play down low. Now it comes to Palm at the point. Maurer's got it now. Palm and Maurer playing catch. Now they go low.
Hey, back door!
And you could hear somebody say, back door, look for the back door.
Hudson's game right now. Is, you know, to cut that triangle pass down, the diagonal pass down. You'll see it in the NHL all the time. You know, that's how they score. The goaltenders can't get that.
It's like magnets on their stick that grabs that puck, right?
Yeah, just being in the far face off dot down there and just one-time it in. Thankfully, nothing's connected.
Here is Maurer moves in, tried to go five-hole, and it closed rapidly for Broholm. Hudson still, though, owns the zone in the power play. They try to go cross-ice, backdoor right there from Maurer, and the INT for Chi High and cleared the length of the ice here with 45 seconds left to go. Cards kind of in survival mode here, even though they only trail by one, as Hudson can really lay the wood on you on the power play. 34 seconds left to go in this first period. Raiders have it below the goaltender. They look to come up on top and then probably go right back down again. This is Palm. Palm lays it for Spreitler. over to Maurer. Now Palm loses it and trying to jump on it is Frenette, but it comes back to Maurer. Maurer sails in below the wheel, and they go cross ice for Franta, and it's 3-1. Franta scores the second goal of the night. The pass from Maurer.
Yeah, you had both defensemen kind of falling on the ice in front of Drew. Neither one was challenging the shooter on that. Kind of leaves Drew high and dry. It's difficult to make that save with that close of a range.
Yeah, down to 9.2 seconds left to go in the period, Connie.
Yeah, it's really, you know, darn shame that they got that penalty. They need ability to give Drew a break. I mean, he has just been, it's been the whole game has been in our zone.
He's been under siege for sure.
So mentally, he's get fatigued.
Frada with his second goal of the night. In fact, back-to-back goals for Frada. The assist going to Caden Spreitler. That's his second point of the night. And also Maurer picks up his second point of the afternoon, of the evening, I should say. And a 3-1 lead. Shots are 18-6 Hudson, and they lead it 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, can't say that that's surprising by any means with three penalties against the Cards in the first period. That's got to stop. Hopefully they get a little bit more disciplined between periods. Mm-hmm. The coach talks to me about that. I could feel the frustration. I could hear it a little bit from the coaching staff. He could get that mic down by the bench. And, yeah, you know, you got to give Drew a little bit of a break, get the puck out of our zone.
Absolutely. I mean, he is a phenomenal goaltender, but he can't do everything.
No, you need a team around you as well. And, you know, that last goal, I think, is a good example. Both D were kind of scrambling, and then they both kind of toppled over, and then no one challenged the shooter
on that. Well, it's that idea of going forward and back and passing, west to east, east to west. You get these defensemen moving, and they can underneath them to beat you.
Right, and you know, the Hudson moved the puck so fast and so well. Their passes were tape to tape, and they had to keep their heads on a swivel, and unfortunately their feet didn't keep up with them.
All right, so 3-1 the count. Hudson leads Chi High after one here tonight, and we will continue with this first intermission. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Greg and Connie up here with you. Our audio producer tonight is Gavin Bovey. On video for YouTube is the ever-capable and incredible Sam Eberle. And Chi-High trailing this one 3-1. JV, by the way, lost 6-0 tonight. And so the Cards trying to hang with a really, really nice Hudson team here tonight. Trailing by two.
Yeah, a lot of depth on this Hudson team. Great passing, great play. But the biggest thing is the Cards are the own worst enemy right now, getting some careless penalties, three of them to be exact, and, you know, they're capitalizing on that. And it's wearing them down, having to be on the penalty kill, you know, 6 minutes of a period. That's not helpful against a team like Hudson. You've got to play a disciplined game. And, you know, I know Memorial, they had some careless penalties that cost them the game, and the coach was really upset about that. And, you know, we saw some line changes because of that, and now tonight we're seeing a little bit more of that penalty. Whereas River Falls was clean.
Yeah, it was, and that's Chi-High won that game.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a little math here. It works when you stay out of the box. You don't win too many games when you pile up the penalties on your own team.
You sure don't. And you know, just keeping your stick on the ice is the big thing. You know, the high sticking, the trippings, the slashings are not going to happen with your stick on the ice. So.
Yeah, if you're going to draw a penalty, draw it for a reason.
Right.
Not something that may be out of frustration or whatever. Drew Provol took a hard shot. He was kind of doubled over for a while and trying to, you know, ride it out. But he didn't look 100% at the end of the period.
No, it looked like he might have been in some pain, you know, or he could have just been tired. I mean, you know, as a goaltender, just because they're not getting shots, they're moving constantly.
Yeah.
They're up and down, sliding back and forth. So, like, basically, for 20 minutes straight, he didn't get to go, come on, sit on the bench, get some water, and take a mind break, you know, like the forwards do. He had to be ready and, you know, actively playing the entire time.
Right, yeah.
That's the difference.
You mentioned the mind.
Yes.
It's not, even when the puck is at the other end of the ice, you're thinking.
Yeah.
It's still stressful.
Yep.
Not easy to be a goaltender.
No, you know, especially when your team's getting penalties and the puck is on your end of the ice. You're still moving. You're still going. You're anticipating shots. You're having to be active the entire time. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if he comes out here in the second period with a little more pep in his step here. But right now he has faced a barrage, 18-6 the shots. A lot of those piled up on three power plays. They did score a power play goal, so that one got wiped out at the end.
Yep.
So that will not carry over to the third period, unfortunately. They scored, and that's a tough one, you know, when you score with 9.2 seconds left to go in a period. That's a crushing goal.
You never want to get scored on the first minute or the last minute, you know, going into the locker room, getting that, you know, because they had a 2-1 game, and now it's 3-1. Now it's feeling like it's, you know, this could get ugly. When it's 2-1, we got all play. We got, you know, the shots on net are really lopsided, but it's something we can recover from. Now it's feeling a little bit more bleak, and the team has to come out hard, aggressive, and disciplined.
Yeah, I think this next goal is going to be big.
Yes,
if
absolutely.
If Hudson gets a quickie here, the wheels may be coming off.
Yeah, that mentally it's just hard to recover from that. You know, you're playing a team that's clearly outplaying you, whether you look at the shots on net, and then now you're down 4-1.
Well, Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. We are in between first and second periods. It is Hudson 3, Chi-High 1. and drop the puck coming up in a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Up top, Riley Christensen pulls the trigger on a three.
Splashed it!
Gerber for three, left wing. Looks good, it's good, Jasmine!
Chi High with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in, fires a shot. Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson, coast to coast!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Hi, this is Elena.
And Connor.
From the retail management class at Chi High, inviting you to support student entrepreneurs at the Birdcage Holiday Market.
Join us at Chippewa Falls High School starting Monday, December 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. with additional shopping days on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday also from 4 to 8.
Discover unique carnal gear and enjoy special in-store deals each day.
Proceeds go directly to Chi High student programs, so bring your Christmas gift list and come to the Birdcage Holiday Market this week only.
Cards down by a deuce here, 3-1 after one period against the Hudson Raiders, round one with Hudson. Next one will be at Hudson after the first of the year. Got buckets for you tomorrow night on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel. The Cards boys basketball team makes the trip over to River Falls. Mark Halverson's got the call for you, and that's 6:55 for Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Raiders back on the ice, leading by two. And the Cards, Drew Brovold is going to head to the north end of the building. Looks okay right now, coming out of the locker room. Kind of does a little handshake with the Hudson goaltender as they cross paths there, at least the backup tender here tonight. They've been trading back and forth with their goaltenders, and maybe they, I don't know, maybe still looking for that top goaltender for them this year.
Yeah, you know, nice spot to be in for a team, right? To have two equal goaltenders you can count on day in and day out. Just, you know, in case the goalie gets hurt, sick, yep, something like that.
You got a deep bench.
Yeah, they do.
Just a feeder program that just keeps coming and coming and coming, huh?
Right. It reminds me of the Cards a couple years ago. You know, it doesn't matter what line's out there.
Right, yeah.
It's just, yeah.
It's murderer's row.
Yes.
Here we go. For the Raiders, the Spreitler line. And for the Cards, Matt Frenette will lead them out. And this one pulled back to the D, and the Cards will dump it in. In back of Cramber, he'll drop it for his D. Cards on the attack, and the forecheck nearly had a chance with Fournette, but then lost it. Might have gotten stuck on some water out there. And it's back to the Chi High zone. Here is Hudson. They throw it in left to right, and Maurer rapidly gets to the puck, tries to chase it down, can't quite get there to set something up, and the Cards have it, and they'll dump it all the way down the ice, intended for Dane Christo. He's in a foot race with D'Estacio, and the Hudson defenseman gets there first. Raiders have it inside the zone. Frada nearly reached for it, nearly got to it just beyond his reach, and comes back to the blue line and dumped in by the Raiders. They go right to left, go across the paint, and that one, they can't quite get the handle on it, but Hudson's got it right now. And here's Frada. He'll retreat up the wall, then cycles it back low, and a quick shot down low from Spreitler as he cut to the hole. That one blocked down by the Cards out in front of Brobold, and Chi High just trying to get it out of their own zone. This one banked off the wall, and Skelton's got it right now. Easton moves in, took a shoulder. Easton trying to pull the trigger on a shot, was hung up, and here is Frada, who's going to have it for Hudson. Frada drops it ahead for Maurer. They go cross ice. That was intercepted for a moment by Zach Black, who's out there right now as the Card's in the midst of a line change. Frada comes in, launches a shot, and a one-hopper on Brobold, and he fought that one back, and Chi High turns it up back up the ice here. 15-10 left to go. A couple of minutes into this second period, Chi trails it by two. Here is Hudson. They work it up on the blue line now, and Swanson's got it for the Raiders. They try to go back door. That was broken up by Chi High into the left wing corner, and it's going to be Sam Johnson. Johnson reverses, moves it up. It's on the yellow stripe. Johnson's there, captures the puck, moves it ahead for Zach Black off a skate, and this is going to glide all the way down, and an icing call on Chi High. 14:43 left to go here in the second period.
Yeah, so
shots
far
are 20-6.
Yeah, you know, Drew's made a few key saves so far that have been really low. They've been shooting low on him a lot this game, and Cards are yet to really get any play going on the other side.
And Chi High tried to go high on their smallish goaltender, 5'7",
yes.
Sam Cramber. So far, they've only beaten him once. And
this is on the Cards. This
oh, my
no
goodness.
Good.
A stoppage of play here and a penalty coming up.
On Hudson.
It's going to be on Hudson.
Looks like number 19, maybe.
Yep. Kuhlman's going to sit for two here. A high stick. So Chi High will have the power play, their first of the night. Wouldn't
it's
it be
huge.
Great to get a power play goal here?
Yeah, this is a huge opportunity for Chi High to capitalize on this moment.
Chi High, 21.4% in the power play. Hudson on the kill, 86.7%. This is where the rock meets the hard place, huh?
Absolutely.
And it's dumped out of the zone by the Raiders, and they kind of hang around center ice. They really don't throw a chaser in there. Happy to just clog up neutral ice. Here's Chi High, and they bring it into the zone. Cards come in, and Fournette lost it as he was heading to the hole and broke it up, and Hudson will lob this one all the way down.
Yeah, the puck just jumped over his stick.
It did. Thought he had some momentum to the hole, but didn't work out. Here's Austin Fournette right now. He'll wiggle across the line, moves into the left wing corner with a wrist shot. And that one saved is sticked away by Cramber, and it's going to come back to neutral ice, and the Cards retreat to get it. Here is Fournette trying to go back to Dane Christa, and he couldn't catch the pass. But ragging some time off their own clock here. Here's Austin Fournette. Hands off for Christa. Bodied a bit, looking for it. Gets it over to Skelton. Easton had it poke checked off his stick, and Hudson looking for a breakaway chance there. Maurer on the penalty kill, always looking for a sniper's goal. And here is Eli Burmeister. Long stretch pass for Carter Johnson. Couldn't control. Tried to get a shot on net, but that one went behind the goaltender. 36 seconds left to go on the power play. And I don't think the Cards have had a shot here in this power play so far.
Just that one bad angle shot earlier on.
That's right.
Otherwise, we've struggled to get in the zone.
Pretty quiet power play so far.
Yeah, zone entry struggled again.
Yep. Well, we finally got it in the zone, and then it was broken up by the Raiders. And all the way back in the Chi High into the ice. 13 seconds left to go in the man advantage. And here is Hebert, lost the puck and gave it up for Spreider. Spreider moves in. Cards trying to backhaul it. Getting back there was Seibert to break it up. And Chi High still can't come up with it. Here is a pass out in front by Maurer, Will Maurer, and the Cards counter. This is Zach Black. Puts the afterburners on, takes a shot. Stick save there by Cramber, and it's back out to neutral as Hudson brings it across, and a whistle stops play right here with 12:15 left to go. Something behind the play back in the Card zone, and let's see who gets the call. Maybe they'll match it up here.
They are. They're taking both of them, 9 and 10 for Chi High, Carter Johnson.
What are you calling
here for?
Yeah,
what are you calling? So, Chi High bench is maybe... Yeah, yapping at the ref.
Should we turn the mic up?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't work out in your favor. No one's going to say, oh, you're right, coach.
Yeah, I'm calling my attorney right now. So, coincidentals. And Carter Johnson and Eric Palm will sit here. Palm for Hudson, Johnson for Chi High.
So, it should be 5-on-5. There we go.
Yep. They finally get Easton Skelton back out there. So, the Cards first line out there. Matched up here with the Raiders, actually their fourth line out there for Hudson right now against our first. Let's make the most of this. Cards with that last line change being the home team, and they get it out to neutral. And here is Dane Krista. Krista lost it for a moment, but tapped down by Matt Fredette. And Netter's got it for a moment behind the cage and lost it in the Hudson zone. Raiders with the break. They get it high in the zone. There's the INT for Chi High. They set it wide of the cage. Matt Fredette comes in there. Krista sails in and then backs away, and Hudson's got it right now.
Launched
into the zone by Newton. He'll spin off on the change, player change here. Coming in for him is Spencer Bullis. Bullis out there right now. Grabs a hold of it and drops it all the way from left to right in the deep end of the Chi High zone. And for a moment, Krista had it. Now it's back on the stick of Brady Swanson. Turns and rips a wrist shot. Net and the save made by Brovold and cleared the length of the ice by the Cards. And that'll draw the icing right here. That's kind of a tipping moment for Chi High. They trail it 3-1. And if they give up a goal here, they're digging a pretty deep hole for themselves. Face off. To the glove side of Brovold in the Chi High D zone. This one into the corner. Now it's back up on top. Hudson sets it up, and a shot from the left side by Spencer Bullis. Got to the goaltender. Into the right wing corner boards, and Cards have it. Now spun around, and Eli Burmeister wraps it around the wall. Chi High on the break. Up to Zach Black. Zach's into the zone, but they had a skater just ahead of him. That was Jackson Williams, and the Cards a little off-kilter right there as the puck slides along the goal line of the Chi High zone. Kicked around from right to left now. Comes on the wall on the far side for Brady Swanson. Backhands one, cycles it down low. Hudson on the forecheck. DeStacio jumping in, and it's loose in the right wing corner now. With 10-10 left to go, second period. Still in the zone, comes back to the point. One-timer there by Lounsbury. And it got to the stick of Brovold, and he angled that one in the left wing corner. Now the Cards have a player out there, Seibert without his lumber, as the stick is loose. Now he finally picks it up as the defenseman brings it around. Seibert didn't get to the stick fast enough, and wrapped around the corner by the Raiders, and they lead it 4-1.
I mean, it was Drew versus Hudson there. You know, everyone else was watching. They weren't putting a lot of pressure on the Hudson players. And, you know, he did the sneaky little thing. They got to pretend to try to wrap it around the far side and just cut back and get it on the near side. And that's just, you know, a player having no one challenging him behind the net.
Yeah, Hedin with the goal for Hudson. Unassisted goal right there. And that one just, you know, broke down in our zone. And again, Brovold without a whole lot of help on that one as the Cards lob this one left wing corner from Matt Fournette. Now the Cards could sure use the next goal here as it's out loose at neutral ice, picked off by Krista. He stopped and moved into the left wing circle, then tried to go back to Austin Fernand at the point. It was beyond his reach, and Provo comes back and drops this one on the inboards to try to clear it away from harm's way. And this one tapped on the yellow stripe and up and out. Got out for just a second. Offsides call made right here on the Raiders as they touched the player out at neutral ice.
Good thing it made it out of the zone and they called that, because that wasn't looking good for the Cards there.
That's for sure.
Too many offensive players exited the zone and was coming back in.
So the faceoff of the dot on the left, right wing here, just outside the Cards zone, and Chi-Hi tried to pick it up and wing it in, and they couldn't do it. Pops loose. Cards have it. Regather. Go D to D and give it right away again. Hudson's got it. Now the pick by Carter Johnson. Couldn't control. And it goes to the Raiders' D. They'll work it up on the far wing. Angled off the boards there by Mooney. And this one's loose at neutral ice. And
no
ice here. Chi-Hi trying to long stretch pass, but Hudson might have touched it or was in the area, and this one comes back to neutral ice and banged off the boards, and icing's going to be waved off here against the Raiders. 8:29 left to go in the second period. Cards trail it 4-1 now. Pinched up on the wall was Eli Burmeister, still able to get the puck in the zone. This one comes back right in the low slot for Dane Christa. Pull the trigger on a shot, and it drifted wide on him.
Yeah.
Goaltender was moving around a little bit. There was an opening, but Christy couldn't find it. And here is Hudson. They'll bring it in. And Provo makes the stop on the rebound shot by the Raiders. And he'll hang on with 8:03 left to go, second period. Royal Credit Union. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open an account at rcu.org. or at any office insured by NCUA. Face off in the left wing circle if you're a player. Right wing from our vantage point inside the Chi-Hi zone. And here are the Cards. Back out to center ice. Long pass east to west to Easton Skelton. Backtrack, turn, fired one in. And now it's loose out of neutral ice. It's picked off right there by Austin Fernette. It was 1-on-3. Netter still able to get a shot off, but that one ricocheted off a Hudson stick and dribbled back behind the goaltender. Here is Fernette again. Austin moves in, loads up a shot. That one went wide, right on the ice, but it went wide. Here's a rebound shot as it came out of the corner, and that one right on for Cramber. And wheeling and dealing is Matt Fernette. Tried to go cross ice for Dane Christa as he wanted to tee up a shot, but misfired on it. And countering is Caden Spreider. Spreider comes in, already a couple of points here tonight. He was pushed up against the wall, kind of pinched off here, but Frada comes out and leaves one right out in front for Spreider, who reached down and just misfired. And Frada, all over the ice right now, leaves one right on the point for Logan DeStacio, and his wrist shot into the goaltender and turned into the corner. Now, length of the ice shot by the Cards, right on. 10th shot of the night for Chi-Hi, but here comes Hudson again, screaming inside our zone. Hudson brought it down, but the intercept right there for Chi-Hi's Eli Burmeister, and he got a shot on net, swallowed up there by the goaltender as he pinched it between his pads, and he'll hang on with 6:28 left to go here in the second. Chi-Hi trails it 4-1.
Yeah, we're getting some shots on net. They're not high-scoring opportunities as opposed to Hudson's, which just, you know, it's like wave after wave of blue with the high-scoring opportunities.
6:28 on the game clock. Shots 27-11. And here is Chi-Hi. Andy Johnson turned and fired a shot. This one comes to the Chi-Hi end of the ice. And Seibert will lay it back for his defensive partner. Here is Zach Black. Zach in the left wing corner. Drops it down there. Got the wheels to chase it down. Pinched off on the wall, and Palm's got it for Hudson. Palm reverses. Now goes off to his right. Hudson on the break on the near wing, and they got it up and out for Henry Coleman. Coleman comes in. Dropped on a nice check right there by Austin Fernette as the puck is kicked around and finally picked up by the Cards and cleared all the way down. 5:40 left to go in the game clock here in the second. Chi-High trails it by three now with Hudson. An early second period goal to make it 4-1. Cards gave up a late first period goal. And a goal here fairly early in the second, but Chi-High's a chance. Here is Krista. Dane Krista bearing down to the goaltender. Launched one. I don't know if he was trying to go high or hit the five hole, but instead he got it right into the mitt of Cramber, and he hangs on for the save here.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to get down there, and, you know, just the goaltender decides he's going to give you some opportunities and some options to shoot, but the goaltender came up big.
5:20 left to go here in this second period. Face-off in the Hudson D zone. And it's on the near wall, and Hudson's got it right here. Preston Smith throws that around the end boards, and it comes up and out, taken right there by the Cards. Andrew Hebert trying to work it up on the right wing side. Bounced around between teams, and Hudson finally gathers it in, and they've got it right now. Preston Smith on the right wing point, throws this one in. Hudson throws it all the way from left to right, and the Cards try to chase it down. Chi-High scrambling here much of the night, trailing 4-1 against a very deep and talented Hudson team, and an icing call here against Chi-High. 4:40 left to go in this second period. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. They'll face off right wing circle, Chi-High zone, and Hudson on the move here in the period. They've got it below our goaltender Provo. Now they work it up on top for Spencer Bullis. He'll go cross ice here on the near point for Destacio, left wing corner. Hudson dragging the puck, cybered in there to put the body on Marcus Shad, and the puck on the half wall. Chi-High on the break now. They get it for Carter Johnson. He weaves his way up the ice, cuts across the blue stripe into the left wing corner, trying to get a puck out in front. Trailing him was Zach Black, and the puck is going to come out for the Hudson Raiders. Raiders get Isaiah Bailey, a freshman, out there and starting to use some players on that fourth line here with a three-goal lead. Chi-High in the march up the ice. Austin Furnett spun around as he came out. Hudson player lost his glove. That was Franta. And the puck loose inside the Hudson zone. Matt Fournette out of the gate on the player change and trying to chase it down with a head of steam. Netter, though, got pushed around inside the zone and spun around and comes back with a back check. Now lost his stick and has to go find that. And Frada's got it right now. Frada moves in. He's got a couple of goals here tonight. One-timer goes over the shoulder of Drew Blobold from Eric Palm. And he's on the score sheet, and it's 5-1 Hudson.
He has a lot of traffic in front of Drew. He didn't see it till the last second. I think Drew's getting frustrated. I don't blame him, you know. It's just Hudson's good. They're a good team. I do wonder if they're going to do a goaltender switch here for the Cards.
Might want to here.
Yeah, just give Drew a mental break, you know. I mean, like you said, he's faced 100 and how many shots and how many games. I mean, it might be
Add
the most.
Add 28 more here.
Yeah.
Wow. 13:44 is what I have of this second period. And 5-1. And this one getting away from the Cards here in the second period. Three in the first for Hudson. Two more in the second. And it's been all Raiders so far. And the Cards struggling to get any. Very few shots on net here tonight with just 12 on Cramber, the Hudson goaltender. It's been a pretty quiet night for him down there. Not too many serious saves. Carter Johnson on the forecheck trying to hold the zone. Now it floats back. 2:39 left to go here in the second. Shots 28-12 in favor of the Raiders, who are 2-0 in the conference. And Adine walks it across the blue line. Chi-High in the back check has it. Slapped off the boards in the near side. Andrew Johnson can't get there in time. And we got a penalty coming up on the Raiders as Zach Black was dropped on the trip here. And so Chi High with their second power play of the evening coming up. 2:19 left to go here in the period.
You know, kind of be a nice
interference they're going to call on Eric Palm, who just scored, so he'll sit for two.
Give him a little bit of a spark if the Cards could capitalize on this opportunity. Hopefully have better zone entry, set up the play a little bit. You know, move the puck, get some opportunities.
Cards power play unit out there right now. Skelton centering this, comes back to the point for Eli Burmeister, and the Cards get it down low. They'll work it back up on top for Austin Burnett to Burmeister in the high slot. Turns, fires a shot, but it was wide open for the goaltender Cranberger, so he swallows that one up and hangs on to it with a minute 44 left to go in this power play.
Yeah, nice low shot from the point, but the goaltender did a great job moving and getting in front of it.
Gotta get some bodies out in front of him.
We haven't had the goaltender had to move much yet, you know, so we haven't really challenged him to see what he can do.
Minute 44 left to go in the power play here for Chi High. They're second in the night. Raiders with a power play goal earlier this evening. Chi High controls off the draw. Here is Burmeister. Moves off to his left. One-timer right there by Fernet. That one got to the goaltender. And here is Fernet rotating back in the high slot. They had Krista the back door looking for a redirect, and it didn't happen, but it came through, and I thought we might have had one. Just missed it for Krista, who was set up on the stick side of Cranberger, and it floats all the way back down to the Chi High zone, and the Cards have to go end-to-end here. Here is Fernet racing down the ice, tried to drop it, and then he lost an edge, and it comes back to the point. Cards cup it there and hold on. Here is Austin Fernet on the point in the far wing. 58 seconds left to go on the power play. Chi High gathers it up, and now they set up their power play. The umbrella up on top. Burmeister in the high slot. Austin Fernet off to the right. Here is Easton Skelton. Jukes a little bit, comes back to Austin Fernet, climbs into it, takes a shot, kicked off a Hudson player, hit the window behind the goaltender. 38 seconds left to go on the power play. Hudson tries to launch that one out. Cards chase it down, but not in the zone. So they have to hit the reset button right here with 28 seconds to go on the power play and 45 in the game clock here in the second. And the INT there by Hudson and the dump all the way down. So we're down to 15 seconds to go on the power play. 33 on the game clock as we wind down the second period. And last gasp on this power play for Chi High. Fournette's going to throw it in, try to chase it himself. Preston Smith got there first for the Raiders. But Chi High has it inside the zone. Down to 16 seconds left to go. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. And the Cards can't get it out in front of Cranberger. And it's dumped all the way down by the Raiders. That'll be an icing call. So one final offensive zone faceoff for Chi High here to end the period.
I'm not sure if they got a shot on net when during that power. Well, yeah, they did.
They got one point.
Yeah. Some near opportunities.
Shots are 28-14. Hudson has never trailed in that department. 5.5 seconds. Got to be a quickie here. Dane Krista trying to ride it himself to the hole. And this one's going to pop out as time expires here in the second period. So Hudson, with a couple of more goals in the second, piles on here, and they lead it 5-1 after two.
Yeah, you know, the Cards, they look a little, you know, down. I think that fourth goal for Hudson was huge for them. And the Cards haven't been able to find that spark to get them going again, you know. Hopefully they get, you know, a little rest in between the periods and can battle back.
You got to keep fighting, don't you?
Yeah, you got to keep fighting. You can't give up. You know, you're seeing Matt Burnett just busting his tail out there and going hard every single shift. So hopefully the rest of the team can start doing that too.
I hope so.
Yeah. 28-14
the shot, so they've doubled us up in that department.
Mm-hmm.
And a 5-1 lead for the Raiders after two periods here tonight on Chippewa's home ice. So we'll take a break. Back with more in our second intermission here. Chi trails it by 4-5-1 to the Hudson Raiders. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High trails at 5-1. This is like a plumber's nightmare. Drip, drip, drip all night from Hudson, huh? I mean, yeah, they just keep coming and coming.
They do, and it's that annoying, too. Like, yeah. Yep, just like a drip where you can't get it to stop.
And they have five drips up on the scoreboard right now, and they lead 5-1 after two periods here tonight.
Yes,
this team, this Hudson team, we've seen some good teams. We've seen Mena this year. I wasn't at the Memorial game. This Hudson team's got a chance to win another state title.
Yes, they are very well coached, well disciplined. You know, they play a physical game, but it's not a dirty game.
Right.
At least tonight, I'm not seeing anything that I'm like, oh, that's really shady. You know, it's very well coached, and their power play is really fun to watch. How they're moving the puck across, and they're making that lateral cross ice pass that is just deadly to a goaltender if they're able to connect on that.
A lot of finesse out here for Hudson,
yes.
And hard to make a decision tonight.
Yeah,
we haven't seen the other guy, but this guy hasn't been challenged a whole lot either.
No,
with 14 shots on net.
No, and a lot of them have been, a hard out, or you know, not in the high scoring areas, you know, outside of the house, so to speak. And you know, we haven't made him have to move or, you know, respond to much. And, you know, with, yeah, you know, who knows what kind of goaltender he is.
Right. We've really got a great goalie.
Yes, we do.
Drew Provol, but he has been shelled here tonight.
Yes, not a lot of help.
Yeah, not a lot of help, especially that last goal. We were talking about that where it was Drew and the Hudson player by themselves.
Yes.
Everybody just kind of standing around.
That fourth goal just
looking
behind the net, just, you know. You know, when a player has that much time to make those type of moves back there, it's like, where's the pressure? Where's your center?
Right.
You know, where's a D just, like, leveling them out? You know, that's kind of, you know, anytime that someone tries to wrap it around, that should be a D's opportunity to have a big hit behind the net. You know, especially, you know, in men's hockey, there's body contact. So that is a... Yeah, my husband played defense, and that was his favorite spot. He's like, I love when they try to wrap it around, because that's when
just
they're going
try
down.
It, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, coaching hockey, coaching young kids, they don't always recognize that. And, you know, they don't start checking until a little later nowadays anyways.
Right.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, 5-1 our count. Chi-Hi trying to get something going here in the third. And we'll see how they do coming out of the locker room. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at fraction of retail prices. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Our audio producer tonight at WOGO is Gavin Bovey. Sam Aberle on video here for YouTube tonight. And tomorrow night, it's Chi-Hi Boys Basketball on the road at River Falls. Mark Halverson's got the call for you on the Cardinal Countdown Show at 6:55 tomorrow night. This is our last hockey game of 25. We'll see you in 26 here with some good action for the girls and boys coming out of the gate after the 1st of January. And Chi-Hi with Hudson here tonight. Got some good games. Going to have... North of Memorial here in the second half of the season. We'll see CFM as well, and so it should be a lot of fun. All right, we'll take a break, come back for puck drop to start the third period. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Up top, Riley Christensen pulls the trigger on a three. Splashed it! Herbert for three, left wing. Looks good, is good, Jasmine!
Chi High with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in! Fires a shot! Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson with coast to coast!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Hudson Raiders lead Chi High 5-1. They got three in the first, one late in the first period, then scored two here in the second. Cards' lone goal by Matt Fernette at 8:01 of the first, and that has been it for the night. It's about the lone thing to cheer about for Chi High here tonight.
Yeah.
Shots are 28-14 in favor of Hudson.
You know, and, you know, Cards can only go up from here. So hopefully they, you know, the first line is putting a little bit of pressure on. So hopefully they start connecting. And
just seems when they get something cooking and all of a sudden it breaks up or they lose the puck or whatever.
They lose the puck. They skate past the puck or they miss the shot. You know, it's like just those little little things that, that Hudson's doing
breaks down.
They're making the passes tape to tape and they're connecting on those shots. They're not, you know, it's just the small things.
Yep. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels, I should say. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. Chi High and Hudson both on the ice and waiting for it to set up a little bit. Players skating around, getting warmed up here. 17 up on the board. Chi High trails it by four.
Yeah, now that it's a little colder outside, the ice is freezing up nicely.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, we saw both boys and girls games.
Yep.
They're putting a little, maybe too much water down between periods, and a lot of pucks were stopping because
of that. Hard for the compressors to keep up with
even the brand new one.
Yep, with warm weather. Saturday should be fine for the ice. One above for the high on Saturday. Outdoor ice, will that be there? I don't know.
I would think they're flooding.
I would think so, too. It'd be a great time for some outdoor ice. Hudson wins the opening draw here in the third. Sails this one into the Chi High zone. Comes around from right to left, and Hudson tried to wrap it around the wall all the way down and got away from DeStacio. So he jumps on his horse and gets down in his own zone. And Chi High tried to find an opening here to get their second goal of the night. Other guys need to contribute. Matt Fernette, the leading scorer for the team. And here comes Maurer as he dangles the puck right in the left wing circle. Tried a shot through a screen. And that one just got nicked the Chi High defensive player's pads and skipped away. And it's back in the Card zone. Chi High in the break. They'll go around the wall. Austin Fernette can't control. And Hudson comes up with it. Here is Coleman. Comes in. Fires a shot off Drew, who's still in there. Drew Brovold getting a little combat pay here in the third period. And it goes off the sophomore tender and up into the net behind him.
Yeah, you know, Diaz got a little too far outside of the goaltender's space, and it ended up being a two-on-one down low there.
A minute gone here in the third. Picked up by Brady Swanson, loaded up a shot, but kicked off a player, ricocheted into the left wing corner, and it's back to the point on the far side for Hudson's Jack Score. Getting his first shift, I think, here tonight. On the half wall in the Chi-High D zone, Score comes up with it, then pummels one off the wall on the near side. It comes out. And backing up is Eric Palm to start the Hudson Raiders into the zone. Here is Coleman. Coleman comes in, fires a shot. Fought off there by Broholt and cleared by the Cards, but they really don't have an answer offensively. They can get out of the zone, but really setting up offense is really tough for him here tonight. This one is going to be tracked down by Seibert in the Chi-High zone. Gets it around for Bodie Custer, getting his first shift here tonight. Custer bodied a little bit in the corner. Comes free for Hudson's Jack Score. Turns a shot toward the net. And another save for Broholt, his 31st shot of the night. He's got five goals on those 31 shots. This one skipped into the zone and going to be taken there by Colin Buchanan, who's on the ice for the first time here tonight as well for Chi-High. Into the left wing corner, and the Raiders have it. Here's Preston Smith, goes cross ice, east to west. For Bennett Hedin, and he'll hand off for Wyatt Turnquist. Comes into the zone. Cards skip that off his stick, and it's fired right back in by the Raiders. 14:20 left to go. A whistle stops play here at 14:18 of the period as the puck is tossed out of play. Well, Czech Law Office, leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Czech, Victoria Czech, and the Czech Law Office making you part of the team. Chi-High trailing by four. Face-off, blocker side of Broholt. Steered into the left wing corner and dumped all the way down by Chi-High, and that'll draw the icing. But I thought Hudson watched that one, and I think Matt Frenette's saying the same thing. Like, why the icing call on Chi-High? I thought a Hudson player got a stick on it, but
that's
apparently
yeah.
Not. 14-14 left, third period. Same spot, blocker side of Broholt for the faceoff, and Frenette still arguing, pleading his case, but might as well just play hockey. This one pulled back in behind Broholt. Cards trying to track it down, and they do, and here's Dane Krista. Hands off for Matt Frenette. He'll feather this one off the wall, goes into the left wing corner, and then ricochets in behind the Hudson goaltender. Chi-High can't find it, and Hudson will counter into the Chi-High zone. Here is Koalasi. He'll angle his way into the left wing corner. Now comes back to the point for Preston Smith. Goes cross ice. Now to Lassie inside the left wing circle, and he fired a quick one-timer. That got just wide of the net. Now it's back in the Hudson zone for Chi-High, but they can't get organized. And the puck loose out of neutral ice for Dane Krista. He'll retreat. Give his team time to set things up here as they go into the zone. Krista's going to spin off on the line change here. Sam Johnson's line out there right now. And an icing call coming up here on Hudson with 13:13 left to go in this third period. Well, what can you say?
Not a lot right now, you know. Hudson's playing some really good hockey. They're making some great passes. That was a great play just that they fanned on that one-timer in front of our goaltender. But a little bit more disciplined Cards hockey, staying out of the box. So that's a definite plus.
Marcus Shad for Hudson. Sam Johnson for Chi-High, and Shad able to muscle this one out of the zone, and it's dropped into the left wing corner of the Chi-High zone. 4 minutes gone here in the third period. Cards trail at 5-1, and Hudson's got it right now. They'll work it off to the near wing for Spencer Bullis. He'll drift into the left wing corner, tried a shot that was in back of the cage, hit the back side of the net, ricocheted into the left wing corner, still inside the zone. It's lobbed off the back end wall, and the Cards have it on the breakout. They get it ahead. to Zach Black. Kicked it off his skate up onto his blade, but it's picked off by Hudson to neutral ice. Here is Black on the back check. Zach couldn't find it for a second and located the rock and throws it ahead for Austin Furnett. He's going to come off on the D change right here. And Bodie Custer's out for him. Or at least on the forward line. Here is Hudson into the chi-high zone for Caden Spreiter on that first line out there right now for the Raiders. 12 minutes left to go, third period. Comes back to the point for Frada. He'll carry it all the way high in the zone. Hudson just kind of wheeling and dealing right here, and Frada's got it on the half wall. Tips it off the boards back to DeStasio. Now they'll go rink wide for Bullis. Turns and fires a shot. And it rebounds into the left wing corner and peeled off the wall by the Raiders' Caden Spreiter. Still inside behind Brovold inside the chi-high zone. Banked off the wall on the near side. Hudson, oh my goodness, there's a shot by Caden Spreiter. Tried to go top shelf. Went over the crossbar. Hudson still has it as they finally put it in. That is Frada, who just kind of skated through the low slot and launched
beautiful
one in
play
behind Brovold.
Yeah.
Man, they just got the puck moving all the time.
They do, and Drew almost got a piece of it. I mean, he did get over there and, you know, able to get, you know, in there, in the area at least, you know, which is, that was a tough spot to be in. That they were just moving that puck all over the place. You know, the players were moving. No one's standing still. Yeah, you can't blame Drew on that one. But I'd certainly be thinking about giving him a mental break and just letting him off the ice.
5:41 of the third. And they're going to give the goal to Spreiter. And Frada will get an assist along with Will Maurer on that first line. Second time the entire line has had a share of the goal. And Chi-High now trails it 6-1. Goal away from running time here in the third period. So they've given up three in the first, two more in the second, one here in the third. And it's 6-1 as Hudson with their defense. Kuhlman behind his goaltender struggling to get it out of their zone right now. Chi-High trying to put a serious forecheck on. But Hudson's got it right now. It's going to be carried out by Henry Kuhlman. He'll go cross ice for Bennett Hedin. Pitched up against the wall by Austin Furnett. Lost the rock and it sails into the left wing corner. 10:22 left to go. Shots are 33-14 for the Raiders. And Chi-High goes cross ice for Dane Kristen. Lost the puck. Tries to race to get it but can't get there first. And Hudson on the break now. Up to the Chi-High blue line. Picked off. There's Seibert. Leads the Cards up the ice for Dane Krista to Austin, Sam Johnson, rather. Johnson bodied a little bit, a shorter player. And he was pushed off the puck as it sails on the half wall in the Chi-High attacking zone. And here is Carter Johnson. Johnson trying to do a wraparound or pass it out in front, but he's kind of hugged a little bit by the Hudson defensive player. And he lost the puck as it sails back to neutral ice. Cards will send it back for the D. Get reorganized. This one off the stick of Zach Black, rather. Austin Johnson ridden up on the rail right there behind the Hudson goaltender. Kind of lifted up, and it's loose in the Raiders zone. And they've got it right now. Here's Preston Smith. Hands off to Coalassi. For the Raiders, Smith's going to come off in the change defensively. 9:05 left to go here in the third period. Puck floats in to the left corner boards. And it's the top of the circle inside the Chi-High zone. And the Cards finally clear it through center. And kicked into the Hudson zone by Zach Black here. We go under 9 minutes to play, third period. Chi-High trails it 6-1. And who wants it out at neutral? Right along the center stripe, Bodie Custer in there trying to battle for it. Also for the Cards, Jackson Williams, he comes out. He's got a big body out there throwing that around. Hudson, though, comes up with the rock, and here is Coalassi. Lassie drifts off to the left wing side. It's up on the shelf in the Chi-High zone. Comes high in the Chi-High end of the ice, and the Cards finally control as it's worked off the inboards by Jackson Williams. Dropped all the way down. Trying to chase it down is Colin Buchanan, but can't get there in time. And an icing call The Cards with 8:10 left to go, third period. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. 8:03, clock ticking down here in the third. Greg and Connie with you at WOGO and our YouTube channel. Sam Aberle, our video producer tonight. Gavin Bovey on audio. Glad to bring it to you, even though Cards have trailed all night long. This one back at neutral ice, kicked around between the two teams here with 7:42 left to go. And who's going to come up with it? Both teams making some changes on the ice here. Will Maurer back out there, All-State player for Hudson. And here comes Chai High countering right now. This one kicked off the boards on the near side. And it's going to come loose in the Hudson zone, but picked up by Maurer. Racing down the ice. Glides across the blue line. Had it poke checked off his stick. Picked up behind him by Spreider. And it's loose in the low slot area. Fired on net. And finally pops back up to center ice. And Hudson tracks it down with 7 minutes left to go here in the third period. Raiders controlled right from the get-go. Scored at 4:35 of the first and did not look back. And loading up a shot is Maurer, trying to go top shelf stick side on Broville. That one hard off the inboards. This one kicked around, hit a body out in front, bounces around. One timer on the near wing by Spreider as he loaded one up. And that one off Broville. Cards just kind of flailing out there right now. And skating all over the defensive zone, trying to find Hudson. They pass it so quickly. They're behind you in a matter of seconds. And you can see the frustration now starting to pick up for Chai High. Here is Maurer, left wing circle. Does it cross ice for Logan DeStacio. He came in, marched all the way into the corner. And Front has got it for Hudson. Turns, fires a wrist shot inside the right wing circle. 5:53 and counting, left to go, third period. Now the Raiders have it. Chai High steals it away and fires it down the ice behind the center ice red line. That's going to be an icing on Chai High with 5:45 left of the game clock.
It's a good thing the game clock's winding down.
And yeah. Moving kind of slow right now.
Yeah. But, you know, they're getting a lot more players out there, you know, just seeing what works.
Yeah.
Giving the top line a little bit more.
Why not?
Break. Yeah.
5:45 left to go. We're back to action. Drop inside the Chai High zone. And the Cards, Colin Buchanan trying to catch it. Can't get up there. And it's right along the goal line behind Drew Broville. Chai High with the puck right now. Trying to punch that one off the wall. Backhand try right there by Brady Swanson.
Clear, wide open.
Yep, sailed high over the crossbar. And the Cards bank this one off the wall. And not deep enough for icing here with 5:09 left to go. Cards first line back out there. Here is Matt Burnett. The sniper comes out one-on-one. Burnett trying to toe drag past Logan DeStacio, and he plucked it off his stick. Netter trying to do. He's got the lone goal here tonight for the Cards, and this is Hedin, who will race into the Chai High zone with 4:45 left to go. Cards go up to the wing and now pass back to Easton Skelton. Skelton dangles into the zone, and just when he got in there, Connie, it was poke checked off his stick.
Use the D as a screen. Shoot the puck.
4:30 left to go here. Back of the Chai High into the ice. Left wing corner. It comes loose for Eric Palm, who's got a goal. Palm with a one-timer on net. Thumped off the pads of Broboold and up and out through neutral for Chai High. 4:13 and counting, left to go, third period. Cards JV team got shut out 6-0. Cards at least have a goal here tonight. 6-1 our count right now as we hit the 4-minute mark left in the third period. Shots 35-14, and Hudson with another one. That one drifted wide. It might have gotten a little piece of a stick from Chai High, and Lounsbury's shot. And he took a shot at Chi High's Zach Black. As the puck comes out loose at neutral ice and picked up by Colasi, who risked a shot, tried to go right wing high, and snagged out of the air by Provo with 3:37 left to go, third period. Not a whole lot to cheer about tonight for Chi High fans.
No. You know, they're staying out of the penalty box, so we'll take that. Started off the game pretty rough.
They've got three power plays for Hudson. I think they were all in that first period.
Yeah,
and they played more disciplined here in the second and third periods.
Absolutely, but it's hard to dig a hole, you know.
It is, yep.
Dig out of a hole like that.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
3:33 left to go. Face off in the Card zone, and it bounces into the left wing corner. Chi High on the break right here, and this one intended for Colin Buchanan. He couldn't receive the pass, and there's an icing call on Chi High. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. We'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. And our post glass mirror post game show coming up here.
Fourth line's out.
Oh, look at that.
Parker LeMay, Merrick Peterson, and Jack. Is that, yeah, Jack Brezina.
Merrick going to take the draw here. And Chi High works it into the corner. Here's Jack Brezina. Brezina worked it high in the zone. Picked off by Hudson. One timer on net. Provold with the save. And it's going to be taken out by Jack Brezina. Brezina moves up the ice, got to the blue line, dropped one into the right wing corner. Parker LeMay down there to try to catch it. Comes back to the point for Austin
Burnett.
One timer on net. We'll take it. 15th of the night for Chi High. Comes back for Burnett. Had to kind of lift that one. Couldn't get a whole lot on it. And it sails into the left wing corner. For Preston Smith. Smith backhands it, comes around the boards, and Hudson able to exit and toss it into the Chi High zone. Gathered back in by the Cards. Tipped into the zone by Matt Furnett. That first line back out there right now. They got a little break here. Comes out to neutral ice for Will Maurer. Maurer trying to beat the Cards defensively. Maurer moves in. Had it stripped as he came down the slot. But Chi High gives it right back again for Franta. Prada wheels, turns, fires one in front of the cage. This one ricochets back for Spencer Bullis at the blue line. Now they go cross ice. Hudson top of the circle, right wing side. Very patiently, but tipped off the stick. Nice job there by Jackson Williams to dump it back out to neutral ice. Now Maurer comes in, tries to drag that one through the left wing circle, and the INT for Chi High, and it's going to come back all the way to the Hudson end of the ice with a minute 31 left to go here in this third period. It's been all Hudson. They lead it 6-1, and they've got it right now with a 2-on-1 developing. Here is Maurer with cross ice, and they score. Gives to Coleman, and with 2-on-1, they beat Brobold, who had to pick somebody to cover there, and it is 7-1 Hudson.
Yeah, Drew had to go from post to post, you know, side to side, and he almost got a piece of it, but it's like, where was the rest of the team on that? We had five players out there, but only one was back.
Oh. So two more here in the third. Running time now. Time of that goal, 15:35. And it was Henry Coleman with the goal. This is similar to the JV team that went down to running time, I think, with about 10 seconds left to go. And this one down to our last minute as we go to running time. And you got a feel for Brobold here tonight, who did his best. He was a hurting unit out there in the first, took a puck someplace where there wasn't any padding. And
yes.
He was doubled over in some pain there, but he hung in there. Give him a lot of credit for that. Here is Carter Johnson, last 45 seconds of the game as he drops it into the left wing corner, into the Hudson zone, and Hudson will take it away and drop it off the far boards, and now just trying to run the clock here. Ripped along the inboards here, 27 seconds left to go in this one. And it finally pops out to center ice. Hudson throws it in, but an offsides call here, and that will just about rag the time out of here.
That will do it.
So Hudson comes in, makes the trip over, and wins two here. 6-0 in the JV game, and they're going to win this one 7-1 over Chi High, out shooting us 38-15. And Chi High drops to 2-3 overall. They're 1-2 in conference, and Hudson undefeated in conference, and they will go to 3-0 and 4-1 overall, 3-0 in conference. And boy, tough one here tonight. Just
yeah.
Never felt like you were in the game.
Just that little spark of hope when Matt Fournette was able to cut the lead, 2-1, with an excellent, shot. But after that, it was all Hudson. Hudson's, like we said, they're super well coached. They are a well-oiled machine. They make really great passes, and they capitalize on those opportunities where the Cards were still. I remember talking about this last year. They would get the opportunities and fumble the pass, miss the one-timer. Those little skills that just have to connect.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls coming up. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com, and we'll see if we can catch up to Matt Luckowitz on our post-game show as well. Get his thoughts about this one. And this conference game here tonight. Chi High drops this one 7-1 to the Hudson Raiders. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Elena.
And Connor.
From the retail management class at Chi High, inviting you to support student entrepreneurs at the Birdcage Holiday Market.
Join us at Chippewa Falls High School starting Monday, December 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. with additional shopping days on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, also from 4 to 8.
Discover unique carnival gear and enjoy special in-store deals each day.
Proceeds go directly to Chi High student programs, so bring your Christmas gift list and come to the Birdcage Holiday Market this week only.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Well, a 7-1 loss here tonight for Chi High, as Hudson with three in the first, two more in the second, and piled down in the third to make it 7-1. And let's go down and get the thoughts of head coach Matt Luckowitz with our county feeding.
Yeah, thank you so much. Guys, you can go past. It's fine. So, you know, you can't
go around. Just go through.
Just go through.
You don't have to go around.
You came out, you know, you got three penalties against the Hudson team. They run an excellent power play. I think they're at 70%. You guys regrouped, had a more disciplined game, but, you know, what did you guys say between periods?
Yeah, you know, you can't go down, you can't give up three penalties. And like I told the boys, I said, and I don't like those penalties. There's penalties that you like as a coach, and then there's penalties you don't like as a coach. And when it's the stick to the body, a stick to the head, that kind of stuff is just lack of discipline. I don't like that at all. If you want to go out there and take a hard hit because you're working hard or you're going through a guy or you know, you take one of those, it's very different. So we talked about that and cleaning that up, and that's just discipline that we talk about all the time, and we just got undisciplined. But, you know, hats off to Hudson. They're a very good team, very well-oiled machine. You watch what they're doing out here. But I got to say this, too. When you watched our penalty kill, that was some of our better play in that first period. So we got three went in that first period, and that set up quite a bit. We get those once in a while, but I got to say, with the penalty killing that we did pick up on it. We did a lot of adjustments, worked on it this week, and I thought the penalty kill did a great job tonight, actually.
I would agree. You know, like, while they haven't seen a lot of that movement on the power play that Hudson was having and the tape-to-tape passes, they responded really well, and they were able to, you know, not allow that opportunity to have that one-timer shot from down low by circle. So hats off to the Cards for adjusting. And, you know, what are some other bright spots you can take away from a game like this? It's difficult as a coach, but there's always something.
Yeah, you know, and I'm kind of, once the game, you know, is kind of sealed and you can feel it, you know, you just kind of sit back and you watch your players and you see how they respond and how they do, because now it's like, it's on them to respond, right? And I got to say, they went out there, they showed heart. I saw some good things out of some players. We still are making some of our old habit and old mistakes, but you kind of go back to those things when you have a good team that's exposing you. So you start to go back to those old habits. So we're going to get back to the drawing board, and we're going to keep reiterating the things that we want to do to have success. And we want to make sure that we're doing it when we're playing a good team like this. And that's very tough. So these are good challenges for the Cardinals. We're going to keep our chin up. We did see a lot of heart, a lot of passion. We saw guys moving their feet. They just need a little wake-up call. And so I think we kind of got out of our funk in that first period, started moving our feet. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way. Gave up some really good goals. They had some really nice goals tonight. Drew had his work cut out for him. He had some great shots coming at him all night. But this is what makes you better. This is what you want. This is who we have to compete against.
Absolutely. I mean, this is like probably the best team you face. Nina was a strong team, but this team certainly moved the puck a lot better, connected on their passes. And that's something the Cards struggle with. There was a few opportunities. The net was wide open, and we missed that pass, you know. What are some things that you can do as a coach to help, like, you know, tuck away some of those little minor things?
Yeah, like I said before, you know, we're going to keep working on some of those things. We've got things we're working on in practice that we're not quite seeing out here on the ice just yet. So we're going to keep hammering it home. We're going to keep working on it and repping it in practice. And then we're going to say, guys, we need this to translate to the game. Now, you know how it is. You have kids. How many times do you have to tell them, hey, do this, hey, do this, hey, do this? They don't get it right away, do they? Nope. And these are boys, and they're going to get it at some point. But you know what? As long as we get it when it matters, that's what we're looking forward to. So we're gonna take the positive. We're gonna take our lump tonight. You know, that's a hard pill to swallow. That's a good team we just faced. It's embarrassing on your own ice to get beat 7-1. But we're gonna take that, and we're gonna move on. We're gonna capitalize on the positives, and we're gonna keep working on those.
I love that mentality, and I think you're only gonna find success by keep working hard and finding the ways that you can keep improving. So, you know, congratulations to the positive mindset, and hopefully you guys have, you know, a good end of your December. So thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Connie Feeney and head coach Matt Luckowitz downstairs on the postgame show. Tough interview when you lose 7-1, but that's how it happens sometimes. Our Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show, they're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Time for our Holly Bobey Names You Know stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bobey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybobey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Not a whole lot of stats to talk about tonight. Drew Brovey, was solid again in nets, but he faced 38 shots by Hudson. Let seven of those in, and at times just hung out to dry by the Cards defensively. But the lone bright spot for Chi High, Hudson led 2-0 midway through the first period, and Matt Frenette came down, number 16, team's leading scorer, got his fourth goal of the year at 8:01 of the first, and this is how it sounded. scooped up now by Fournette. Lost the puck, and Hudson picks it up just inside the blue line. 9:05 left to go. Now it squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored! Matt Fournette looked like he was going to pass it off to his left. Instead, he pulled the trigger and beat the goaltender, Kramer, and we're tied. I should say Chai High has cut the lead in half, 2-1. Hoping for a tie, but Chai, at that point, Connie was still in the ball game. I mean, they were down 2-1, and anything can happen. But, yeah, it just got away from them after that.
It sure did. And, you know, like Coach Lukowicz talked about, though, there's lessons to be learned, things to, you know, take from this game. And, you know, look at last season. Early on in the season, they just got pummeled by Stevens Point. They got pummeled by Hudson. You know, so these are good opportunities to see what's out there and see how good high school hockey can be and to play to that level.
You got to know the quality teams and how you compare, and
you got to have these
learn from
that. Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, the kids know that there's another couple levels up that they have to step up to.
Yep.
For sure.
All right. So tonight we lose at 7-1. Chai High Hockey here. We'll take a pause here for the holidays and be back after the first of the year. When we have the St. Croix Fusion coming in here for the girls team on the 5th, and then Eau Claire North here on the 6th. So right out of the gate, I think Monday the 5th, and then the 6th is Tuesday. And that'll be fun with a couple of games, girls game to kick off the new year, and then the boys. Got high school basketball for you tomorrow night. Chai High boys at River Falls, 6:55 for our Cardinal Countdown pregame show with Mark Halverson. So that's our lineup right now. So we bid you adieu for 25 and see you in 26. And Connie, thanks for a great job again. And
we'll
see you next year.
Yeah, see you next year.
Okay. Take a holiday break and enjoy that. Hope you have a wonderful holiday, everybody, with your friends and family. Final score again, 7-1. Thanks to Gavin Bovey, our audio producer tonight, Sam Aberle, here at the hockey rink, our video producer for YouTube. Final score again, Hudson defeats Chai High. They go to 3-0 in conference, 4-1 overall. The Cards fall to 2-3 overall and 1-2 in the BRC. Final score 7-1. For our crew here, Connie, Sam, and Gavin, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO.
Chai High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chai High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.